Hello, this is Ron Falk for the Department of Medicine at the University of North Carolina, and welcome to the Chair's Corner. This is the first episode of what will be a series of Chair Corner podcasts, and we'll have a chance to discuss and highlight people, programs, and important things happening in our wonderful department. Today, I will be talking with Dr. Alex Duncan. He holds a number of positions here at UNC. Not only is he an associate professor in the Division of Infectious Disease, he's also the fellowship director for that program. But what he is here for today is to help us understand the Department of Medicine Physician Scientist Training Program. This is a relatively new program here. Welcome, Alex Duncan.
Oh, thank you, Ron, for having me over.
So the Physician Scientist Training Program has been rebranded at UNC, and in fact, we're in the process of recruiting candidates even as we speak today. For those who are listening, can you tell us about this program? What is it? What does it mean to have a Physician Scientist Training Program?
So I think the program that we're trying to establish is sort of a formalization of residency training that allows us to utilize the American Board of Internal Medicine research training pathway, but also to put some departmental oomph behind that training in order to help boost the careers of developing physician scientists.
So why is there a need to have a physician scientist training program in the first place? Aren't there plenty of physician scientists?
Well, there's not a lot of physician scientists, and you have to keep the pipeline open because people who go into this career are also retiring, and if we don't continue to replenish that, then we probably run the risk of having too few physician scientists. And those physician scientists are people that can really use the medical knowledge, they're physicians, but also have an understanding of really modern scientific methodologies and techniques. And they're going to be the folks that can identify the needs in terms of addressing human disease and also then apply the science.
So there really then is the need to develop a pipeline of these really bright young investigators to replenish the gradual vanishing of the pool of older physician scientists.
Yeah, and really opening that pipeline is the key, because a lot of folks who go into medical school have an interest in medicine and science, but they tend to veer off course because the easy path for many of them is the one that's most established and that most people going into medical school follow, is to just go down the clinical path and then become really good physicians. And unless you sort of divert them or keep them from following that standard path, they'll tend to just fall down that track, even if they have a great interest in science, and sometimes even if they've been trained in their early career as medical scientists through programs like UNC's Medical Scientist Training Program, which programs like that exist all over the country, where developing physicians get both MDs and PhDs during their training.
So what made you become both a physician and a wonderful scientist? What was that magic moment for you?
Oh, that's a tough one. I was always a scientist in my heart of hearts. I think I was always interested in science from a very young age. I went to the California Institute of Technology, which is a very science-oriented undergraduate program with very few physicians. But my grandfather was a physician, and I had always looked up to him as a youth, and at some point, as I was thinking about what I wanted to do with science, I decided I really wanted to apply it to human health, and I became interested in MD-PhD programs And that's how I sort of started down this track.
So what's the role then of finding a mentor and helping you move along in one's career in this regard?
Well, scientific training, I think, really requires a couple prolonged periods of intense investigation for one to sort of develop their skills.
And prolonged adolescence, is that what you're describing?
Yeah, maybe. There's a lot of trial and error in learning learning how to apply science and how to do it correctly. And it's typically done through acquiring a PhD or working in somebody's lab for a long period of time, long period being several years, where you get a chance to take on a scientific project, develop hypotheses, figure out how to do experiments, see when those experiments don't work, how to revise what you're doing. Typically, after that, you have some idea of what you're doing, but then you've only really worked on what your first mentors worked on. And most folks who are going to become successful scientists will then go on and have a postdoctoral research experience, oftentimes after finishing their PhD, sometimes after finishing an MD, where they work again closely with another scientist. But this time, they have some of those skills already in hand, and now they're ready to begin to develop their own scientific ideas and hypotheses for what they actually want to study and have a passion for in their to sustain their career in research.
It doesn't just have to be a wet lab, if you can use that word, scientist. It could be somebody who was interested in epidemiology or computational biology. The same sorts of training would be required.
Sure, and UNC has great examples of scientists who work in very clinically oriented areas in genomics and bioinformatics. We have a tremendous School of Public Health with some of the greatest epidemiologists in the country here. All of them are doing science, and all of those fields require significant training beyond what you would get in medical school.
What makes this program that you now run different from all the other physician scientist training programs that exist across the country?
Again, many physician scientists, especially if they've come through an MD-PhD program or have a significant research experience during their medical school, such as going off to do a master's in public health or other types of research experiences. When they go into residency, they're becoming trained as physicians to treat patients, but they seldom have a lot of extra research training at that point. And that's why that's a critical juncture for the physician scientist, where they can just go off into the clinical path. And if they're going to really carry out their career as a physician scientist, they need to have support of a program behind them in order to help propel them down that track. And what we're trying to do with this program is offer some mentorship and guidance in terms of helping them find the right subspecialty that's of their interest, to identify scientific mentors, to help track their progress, to work with their scientific mentors to ensure that both their clinical training and their research training stay in sync along the way. The American Board of Internal Medicine has an established pathway that allows them to become certified as clinical practitioners, both in medicine and subspecialty of medicine. But they also have to have significant research experiences. And then our program, on top of that, is going to take advantages of two additional things. One is that we want to help these physician scientists then move into faculty positions. And so and that allows them to utilize the university support system to apply for grants and research funding and things like that they need to then carry on their successful careers. And then the other thing that we offer that many other programs don't is that we're actually going to make an investment in their research career. We're going to give them money that they can use to help forward their research programs, whether it's hiring a technician or buying programming time or providing them with access to databases or critical reagents that they need to help their research get off the ground.
So the idea then is, so when they finish their research portion of their fellowship, they would be already in a position to apply for the first NIH grant called a Mentored Career Development Award, or a K grant, with hopefully enough preliminary data in that obtained during the fellowship time that they would be able to write a very competitive proposal.
Yes, and that's really necessary, especially in this time as funding at the NIH has become a little tighter than it has been in the past, at least over the last decade. To have the most competitive applications, you need to have acquired that preliminary data and have a really good idea of what you plan to do as a faculty member.
So it's the combination of ongoing mentorship at every stage, from resident to fellow to early faculty member, and an investment in the trainee so that they can develop enough data to be able to jumpstart a academic career.
Yes, and we're going after a highly selected group of candidates, sort of the top candidates for physician scientist programs, and we want to acknowledge that we know that they're going to be the future generation of physician scientists, and give them the support they need to not drop out of that pathway.
Right. The best and the brightest. Yeah. And they're very lucky, quite frankly, if they come here, to have an organized approach, which we're so incredibly pleased that you've been willing to direct and negotiate all of these young trainees through what could otherwise be a complex maze. So thank you so much for being willing to say yes to direct this program.
It's my pleasure. I've been very excited about it because I came through this training track here at UNC when I came as a resident, but we didn't have an organized program. And I felt very lucky that I ended up on the other end doing exactly what I wanted to do, being a physician scientist. Through that time, during my training, I recognized that was a point at which there wasn't an organized program. That if it existed, it would really help physician scientists make it through that final hoop before they became faculty members. So there's a lot of hoops to jump through as you get along this career path, and that's the last one, and it seems a shame to jump through seven and then miss the last one. And so I really wanted UNC to have this kind of program, and when you introduced it to the department, I was very happy to have an opportunity to be a part of it.
We would like to end up being the institution that is recognized as training, producing, and I hope keeping the best physician investigators anywhere. Thank you so much for spending time with me today and telling me about this really interesting program.
I'm very glad to have the opportunity. Thank you.